Well, the U.S. sabotaged peace in Ukraine, could have saved hundreds of thousands of lives, and chose not to. This was the admission of former U.S. State Department official and Death Eater, Victoria Nuland. She admitted this week that the U.S. and the U.K. discouraged Ukraine from signing a peace deal with Russia in 2022. She says that Ukraine asked for their advice late in the game. I don't believe that for one hot second. And the U.S. was just helping them out, and they found that the contract was not favorable for Ukraine, and so they talked him out of it. Now, there is no way that her bloody hands were not involved early in the game. She gives us this late in the game bullshit, so watch how she explains this.
The moment that made you a star of Russian propaganda.
First of all, there were sandwiches. Let's just be clear.
So you started feeding the Soviet army.
I was feeding the Soviet army. Somehow Putin's forgotten about that.
The conspiracy organized by the Americans.
You know, drunk Russian men.
That sounds very
okay.
Extreme.
Okay, this is not actually the clip that I thought it was. I apologize. So we will put that in later. This is the wrong clip, and I that's probably my fault, and I didn't check it, so I apologize. But what she says in this podcast is that they identified deep in the contract a stipulation that showed that Ukraine could not keep weapons, but Russia could, and that Russia would not withdraw from the regions that it currently occupies. And so they talked Ukraine out of this, but Ukraine was otherwise going to sign this peace agreement, which it would have precluded hundreds of thousands of deaths. She's saying that Ukraine could not otherwise understand what they were about to sign because, thank goodness for the U.S., Ukraine is too stupid, basically, she's saying.
We signed document. We don't know what it says. We
right.
need good Americans. Come
I mean,
in
presumably,
and help us.
I don't know the language that those documents were in, but thank goodness for the U.S. We saved them
from peace.
Yeah, we saved them from living the Ukraine, these innocent Ukrainian men. Now,
they
Nuland
almost got out of our pocket.
Right. They right. almost lived. Nuland.
We almost weren't able to control their land through our subsidiaries in BlackRock and Vanguard and buy up all of their land and have them be, under the thumb of the IMF and the World Bank for the next 150 years.
They could have been peaceful and prosperous without us, and that would have been a disaster. Now, she's been working on this war for decades. She's the same woman who engineered the war with Russia by supporting the opposition government in Ukraine since at least 2014, she was caught on a phone call discussing this evil plot to overthrow the government of Ukraine in 2014 because that government was on good terms with Russia, and she didn't want that. She wanted a war. She wanted to use Ukraine to have a war with Russia. Her and the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine at the time, Jeffrey Pyatt, were on a leaked phone call discussing this evil plot. And she said, F the EU, because she knew the EU wouldn't exactly want a war between Ukraine and Russia. Listen.
Great, I think, to help glue this thing and have the UN help glue it. And, you know, F the EU.
But that is exactly what reportedly happened between U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland and U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Jeffrey Pyatt. The exchange has since surfaced online, including the crude swipe at the European Union. The audio clip of a woman and man, said to be Nuland and Pyatt, hears them discussing strategies to work with the three main opposition figures.
I don't think Cleach should go into the government. I don't think it's necessary. I don't think it's a good idea.
In terms of him not going into the government, just let him sort of stay out and do his political homework and stuff. I'm just thinking, in terms of sort of the process moving ahead, we want to keep the moderate Democrats together. The problem is going to be Tanibok and his guys. And, you know, I'm sure that's part of what Yanukovych is calculating on all of this.
I think Yats is the guy who's got the economic experience, the governing experience.
Okay, we can see. She goes on for a lot more politics from there. What they are discussing is overthrowing the Ukrainian president, Yanukovych, which happened, so that they can install a pro-Western government in Ukraine, which happened. This evil plot worked. She got the war she wanted. She should be disqualified for politics instead of continually
getting promoted,
because she has a lot of blood on her hands. And after that coup, in which the U.S. did install a U.S. puppet government in Ukraine, the extremist Ukrainian army was given free range to kill, bomb, and torture anyone who is pro-Russian or ethnic Russian in the Donbas region between 2014 and 2022, when Russia then took over that region in the war we've got now. Again, it was not an unprovoked attack. from Putin's whims. Instead, those five mayors of those regions asked Russia to come and protect them, like they had done for Crimea in 2014. Russian parliament voted on this. The media lies when they say it was an unprovoked whim of Putin. And Ukraine has now sacrificed hundreds of thousands of innocent men fighting Russia to get that land back, to presume torture, to resume torturing them if they even have any army left. Now, early in 2022, Ukraine was about to sign this peace agreement with Russia, but the U.S. stepped in to sabotage that through the U.K. stooge, Boris Johnson. This has been reported over and over again. Basically, what we have here is her justifying that and saying, yes, that's true. So many officials have confirmed that. In fact, in January, this member of the Ukrainian negotiating team said they'd even popped champagne over this peace deal that never came to be.
You came back with the negotiating party.
Yes, completely. Yes, it was successful. We opened the champagne bottle, you know, for this because
you it actually
was,
opened a bottle of champagne in this.
Yes, time. Because it was completely successful negotiations. When this.
Now think of you're the family of someone who has died since, and think they almost didn't have to go to that war. It was almost a peace agreement, and just how much of a punch in the gut this is below the belt. Now this was 2 years ago, and how many people have died since? Now the numbers are all over the place, but we think we can be pretty sure they're between 200,000 and 350,000 innocent Ukrainian men that were thrown at this war in order to get that territory back that doesn't want them, that they have been torturing and murdering. And so why? Let's look at the state of the war, because we've been tracking this since June of 2023 when this so-called counteroffensive happened, which nothing ever came of. Again, this sort of dark gray next to the red is, and then east of that is the contested region that want to join Russia. The red is the area that Russia currently controls and that Ukraine wants back. And as you can see, since that counteroffensive and all of those deaths, Ukraine has not won back any land at all. In fact, if you look at the blue dots, when the counteroffensive started, Ukraine was at least fighting for this land. Now, the blue dots on the right, Ukraine is not even there anymore. They're just attacking Russia nonsensically. They're fighting dirty. They're not actually trying to get that region back. And as of this month, they're just, again, in the Kursk region. They're inside Moscow. They're not fighting at all. They just want to provoke an all-out war with Russia. Well, now Russia says that it has a plan to stop the attacks in the Kursk region. They're not saying exactly how, but Russia has been very effective at bombing Ukraine's weapon stocks and sort of stopping them in their tracks from where they can find what where it's hidden, because it's we've had many reports that they're hidden in plain sight, their weaponry. Meanwhile, they are gaining ground in the Donbas region, which may be easier now because Ukraine is not even fighting there. Russia announced they had liberated four new territories in the Donetsk People's Republic. So Ukraine will not, cannot, in my opinion, should not regain control of these regions, because they've been torturing those people. So instead, they're sending their attacks inside Russia, which again, President Biden told us, he promised us that they would not use our weapons to attack Russia directly. And they're doing it. And no one is watching, because where the hell is Biden? Do we even have a president? They can just do this. Maybe because the U.S. now has no president to babysit, that's why they're playing dirty and attacking civilian regions. Now, they've always attacked civilians in Western Ukraine. That's not new. What's new is that they're attacking civilians in Russia. They bombed apartment complexes overnight. So who's going to stop them? Joe Biden? Clearly not. Kamala Harris? No. The U.S. stopped them from peace. We're clearly not going to stop them from playing dirty. And guess how the mainstream media has reported to this, responded to this report that we sabotage peace? The person who posted it on X, Ivan Kachanovsky, posted this saying, despite this tweet having exceeded 1 million views and 4,500 retweets, there is a mainstream media blackout of admission by Nuland that the Ukraine-Russia peace deal, which was close to being finalized, fell apart. They don't care. Ukraine could have had peace. They didn't. We stopped it for our own gain. The media doesn't care. We care. We care very much because of all of the deaths that have happened since and the premise of this war, which is based on a lie. But a lot of people don't. So we're going to stick on this story. It's effing terrible.